Well, there was a very bad persecution when I was there, when I was about 10, 11 year old in the early 40s, when we had a terrible uprising that was awful. It started one afternoon, and my cousin came, as they usually come anytime, and he said, "Shut the button your windows and your doors. There is terrible things brewing, and I'd better go home." And that night we started hearing shots, and it got more and more. And in the night, it was more than shots, maybe like hand grenades or whatever it was. It was big explosions. And you know, in Baghdad, we sleep on the roof, so we can hear all that. And we can see flares, and you could hear screams and screams. That was not far from us, but it wasn't exactly in our road. So they were really going into houses, killing and looting and shooting, and stones, knives, whatever it is they had. And you hear shouting and screaming, and we were absolutely frozen to death, you know, just, what do we do? We were going to be next. And after the screams, you hear this is horrendous. I don't know what they suffered in the Nazi jail. You hear the voice kind of fades away, and that is someone got obviously killed. So there were a lot of them. I don't know, you know, as I say, I mean, I was too young to, but they were, it was terrible. One of my cousins was killed. And they got some babies. That's, I haven't seen that, but my dad went out the next morning and he said, "The gutters are full of blood, you know, it was terrible. Why did you go there?" Oh, Dad was one of these people, he just wanted to know what's going on. But stay there, be quiet. And the stories that went, they see a baby, you know, and I don't know if the tradition here, they have little kind of bangles round their ankles, a little gold one. If they couldn't take it off, they ripped the child and they took it off. It's horrendous. I don't want to hear that. That's really awful. And a lot of that happened, and young girls just married, and they killed their husband and their relatives right in front of them. And there was a time the Arabs were not like that. If you stood there and said, "Please, I'm at your mercy," they understood that and they let it go. But there was no mercy left. They were all there to loot and hold things and jungle, and felt so wonderful at killing so many Jews. And that was the uprising. That was an uprising. I think it must have been in the early 40s. I don't really remember. Maybe I think the war was on at that time. I don't remember because I wasn't really... I was just a child at that time, 41. When the war was on, they were very... I mean, the government was very pro-Nazi. So the looting, they came in riding on horses, supposed to be kind of look after you and protecting you, but they went with the looters and they joined in, you know. So it wasn't just a mob, it was the government. Who do you call? There was no one to protect you there. They used to say, you know, the looters were themselves, you know, they allowed it, you know, they gave them a free hand to do what they liked, and they did what they liked, what they wanted, in a very atrocious way. That was awful.